Welcome to Season 4 of Swiss Impact with Banerjees. I'm Sveta.
And I am Ben. The topic of Season 4 is impactful businesses. Do you also want to shift your capital to make positive impact and profit at the same time?
Our amazing guests, who are business owners, founders of impact investing funds, thought leaders, will inspire you to get invest with impact.
So in this season, we will focus on high impact, high profit investment opportunities, which of course will also contribute to the sustainable development goals.
Watch and get into action with your money to speed up the capital shift to serve all people and the environment.
We aim to establish an easy and quick match between all impactful businesses and investors.
Why?
We do not have time to wait for politicians and big banks to start acting at big scale.
See you every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central European Time at Swiss Impact with Banerjees.
Impact is best when you invest. Good morning, afternoon, and evening to everyone, especially from our viewers from Far East and from Taiwan. Good night.
Welcome back to our Season 4, Episode 2. The season is about impactful businesses from all over the world.
Before we start today, I wanted to ask you more about what is ESG financing and impact investing. Are they the same? Today somebody was asking me that. Can you please explain to our audience?
Well, it's like comparing sky and earth. It's really different. So ESG investments are using some criteria, so-called environmental, social, and governance, in order to select best practice enterprises. These criteria can be such as waste reduction, CO2 emission reduction, or maybe they also can employ more women at top management positions to enforce gender equality. However, at the mission, which is so important, at the core of the business, it is still profit. And this is where impact investment comes into play. So the very important point is that impact investment have some kind of mission to solve one or several sustainable development goals, such as accessible education, accessible healthcare, or maybe action for climate change, and so on. At the core of the business, so basically those amazing entrepreneurs are trying to make our world significantly better and save the environment. But it's not all. Impact investments, it's not charity and not philanthropy. They are a real investment and generate some kind of profit, which can also vary. But it's not a part of the TV show today to lecture you on that. Just keep in mind that ESG are very different. It is important that the companies are moving forward. However, impact investments are much more ahead in terms of true impact for our planet and for people living on that.
Finally, I understand. Thank you for the explanation. And we are aware that people all around the world are watching us. But still, before we continue, a quick reminder to you, subscribe to our YouTube channel not to miss any future exciting episodes. It's very easy, youtube.com/Swiss Impact.
Ben, before we invite our guests, I'd like you to share a short story of today.
So how can we learn and find events around the world which are having positive impacts on our sector, that is the sector of impact investment and SDGs? I'll give you three examples. Last week, I spoke about plastic waste. It has become a global problem. In fact, as damaging as climate change. I read there's a tiny town situated between the mountains of the Shikoku Island in Japan. They are a zero waste town. They are doing not only recycling 80% of their waste, but they're using the waste to build houses, infrastructure, etc., which is very, very cool because this dying old town again has become news and are attracting ecotourists from in thousands.
That's amazing. What second?
Secondly, with the daily news being fed at this moment, everybody's reading about the tension between Russia and the West and the dependency of Europe on Russian petroleum products. It seems that more and more governments and policymakers, not only in Europe but around the world, are becoming aware of energy independency and investing more on renewable energies. Indeed, Europe still has a long way to reach its goal, but this is helping. And thirdly, the pandemic worldwide has made policymakers realize the weaknesses of supply chain and impact of exporting all production purely based on shareholder value, corporate profit motivation, including food to other countries with its added disadvantages. And this pandemic has created a new consciousness shift or a rise of bringing at least some of the basic production back to local and woken up lots of governments to seek nearer or different production places.
So in conclusion, keep your eyes and ears open for all news and use your creativity to find the positive angles and opportunities in it. And that is exactly what the SMEs that we are educating are doing. Today, we are traveling to a faraway and exotic country, Morocco. With this, I'd like to welcome our guest of today, Raja Benzaitar. Please, Raja, join us. Welcome to Swiss Impact with Energies.
Hello, Ben. Hello, Sveta. Really nice to meet you.
Hi. Hi. Where are you right now?
Well, I'm in Freiburg, Switzerland, where it's super sunny. We're lucky today. How about you guys?
Same here. We are in Morocco. You know,
I noticed, yes. And
it's
right behind you is the Argan tree. I love that.
It's a picture that Raja sent. And if you see that side there, you have to go a bit more further. That is Raja there standing.
Yeah, that's me. Exactly. I was there visiting the Argan forest.
Raja, it's great that you joined us today. But for those who don't know you yet, I will give a brief introduction about yourself. So you are a very inspiring person, you know, because you are someone who is making a difference directly and indirectly to many women, and especially in the sector of, attention, cosmetics. A short introduction about you. So you are a civil engineer. You have been a site manager at Lozinger Marazzi for a year after graduating, and currently working for the city of Freiburg as a deputy of the head of the civil engineering environment and energy department.
All three in one.
It's awesome. And today you made your mission to help health conscious people to take care of their skin, hair, and well-being at all without using toxins or harmful chemicals. Your story began with one simple idea and value: achieving real balance through adapting the right behavior. So, fusing your Moroccan heritage and Swiss education, Raja founded RB Organics, where she wants you to feel good while doing good to be at your best.
So shall we start?
Yes. Now we want to
thank you so much
more
for the introduction. That's really that really warmed my heart. Thank you.
So Raja, tell us more about yourself. We would like to hear of your personal journey from Morocco to Switzerland. And how did you come of all the ideas to the idea of RB Organics?
Well, I graduated high school in Morocco with excellence, and I came to university here in Switzerland just to fail my first year. So that was the biggest disappointment of my life, like the first one. My brain has failed me somehow. So that was the first time I discovered that being school intelligent was not enough in our world, and I needed to be street smart. As a matter of fact, I lacked a lot of discipline, commitment to be able to achieve my goals. And that was like the recipe for failure. But I also discovered through that I was resilient enough to pursue my dreams. And fast forward 5 years later, I did graduate from the engineering university, and I love building new things, and I also love to reinvent the basics. So while my brain had pretty much well recovered, when I went out of school, while I discovered that I was struggling with what we call endometriosis, and it's actually a chronic disease that it's mainly caused by hormonal imbalance due to the lifestyle that I was having. So there was a lot of stress, but also
What did you do? You are so young. What kind of lifestyle was that?
Well, that was pizza, pasta, pancakes, and that was the only food I would allow him.
She chose the wrong country. Why didn't you come to my university in Delft, which is world famous for civil engineering?
I should have. Well, the result was that my body was really lacking balance, and it showed, you know, that was one other of the setbacks that life has sent my way. Just as to give you just a little bit of the numbers that we do have now in the world, we have 1 out of 3 women are suffering from these hormonal imbalance. And they're mainly caused by the hormonal disturbers that we do have all over the things that we use on our body, but that we use also on our skin, but that we eat. So it causes a lot of problems, depression, low self-esteem image, that can be also excessive body fat storage, infertility problems. So I started educating myself on the matter, and I made it a mission to achieve my real balance, but also to help other people achieve their real balance. So there is like a huge part that has to do with personal care, but also with the nutrition, the way you eat, the way beauty comes from inside out, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. You can like put the best cream on your face, but if you're not healthy, it doesn't change anything. So this is where the right behavior comes into action. You have to behave in the right way in order for you to reach real balance. I was inspired by my Moroccan mother, because she has such a great connection with nature. I grew up watching her doing her own, you know, masks and cooking incredibly delicious and nutritious food. And I wanted to pay tribute to that, to my Moroccan heritage, of course, but I also wanted to give it a twist of the Swiss sophistication, the quality and the beauty.
Before we continue, can I please have the address of your mother?
I will send it right away. She's such a great cook.
he is a foodie person. So, yeah,
you're welcome anytime, guys. I would love to invite you over to Morocco whenever you can.
Thank you.
It's well noted. But Raja, what does actually RB Organics do? What is your product? And can you tell us how you found this product and what is so special about it?
Well, my first product is actually Elixir d'Argan. So this is it.
It's this.
Oh my, yes, you have it. Perfect, I love that. So my first product is actually Elixir d'Argan. As I said before, I was inspired really by Morocco, by the argan tree, because my mom comes from this region. It's called the Sousse region, and it's in the southwestern Morocco. And one of my values, as I started educating myself, you know, on all of the hormonal disruptors that we have around us, became, you know, skinmalism, meaning using less is more. And I wanted to create something that would allow you not to use thousands of products to get the same results, but actually just a multitasker, something that you can use on your skin, your hair, your body. And I really, really like this concept of less is more. So you can see it. The packaging is really like the lines are very, very, clean. And it's actually a luxurious natural oil derived from the argan kernels. And it improves the elasticity of the skin on the cell level, but it also like help the hair looking healthy and shiny as well. So it's really
the ultimate
multitasker.
If men want to have such hair as you have, he should do that, right?
Thank you for noticing.
Okay, my darling, today from the morning to evening, we are going to tell
you. I love that.
I was going to ask the same question. Would it work on me?
It will. Actually, it's scientifically proven that it can help, you know, regrow hair. So that can work on you too.
You have a customer.
Yes.
And I just wanted to know, when you say that there are a lot of things in the food, in the cosmetics and everything, which is how do you say it? Hormonal, which disrupts hormones.
Yes.
Can you name, give some examples?
Well, there are a lot of chemicals, parabens, let's say harmful chemicals. I'm not going to list everything, but for example, parabens are very huge part of like the cosmetics. Actually, you have them in your shampoo, you have them in your creams, the hand moisturizer that you use. So these are like derived from petroleum and are very harmful, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So in your personal journey, Raja, and also in your business and product, you talk a lot about balance. Can you please explain how do you balance it all and why balance?
Well, I really believe that finding balance is about having a holistic approach to well-being and to life in general. It's about connecting your mind, your body, and your soul, and aligning all your actions with the values and principles that you have. I think that balance is about the right behavior towards yourself, but also towards the people and the planet that surrounds you. So I think that rather than chasing fulfillment, chasing fulfillment is better than chasing, you know, just random pleasures. So always choosing the right thing to do rather than the easy way. And it's also a way of uncovering your true self and living up to your standards. And one way I found myself doing it is through caring for myself without being selfish. And that is exactly what I wanted to do with RB Organics. So RB Organics is actually a lifestyle. It's about taking care of yourself without jeopardizing Mother Nature or any other living form, to consume responsibly and also allow your purchase power to have an impactful, a positive impact on the planet, but also on the people that you're serving. So that for me is actually the real balance.
Okay. Sounds great.
Did you invite Raja to the competition? Which
I did.
Yes.
Perfect. So next question. How and where do you do your product development and research? Because this must be quite complicated. Or are you just a sort of white labeling? That means the product is already existing and you are just bringing it here.
Definitely. That's the model we go for right now. So we're currently work with a supplier in Morocco, a woman-owned and led factory that works with women cooperatives as well. And they make sure that everyone is retributed the right way. So argan oil has been studied for years now, and it's really widely used in the cosmetic industry as a moisturizer, but also as an anti-aging agent. It's an anti-aging, you know, it helps
anti-aging.
With the wrinkles.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we are definitely going to use it all.
Yeah, it does. You should. You see, like I'm 33, but no wrinkles, so that helps.
I was thinking, should I ask her how old she is or not?
I'm 33,
you know,
yeah.
You are just, you know, we are well connected.
So the special thing really about the argan as a natural ingredient is that it's very potent. So it has like a very good balance again between the omega fatty acids, and it is also full of antioxidants. And it makes it like a wonderful moisturizer, but also it's a good protector for the skin, and it reconstructs the skin barrier and protects the hair, of course, and the skin against the harsh environmental aggressions.
Okay, but do you have your own shop or are you selling it via the web?
We're actually selling through the web. So we have a website and that's our main source of income. But we're also present in different sustainable marketplaces around Europe and Switzerland as well. And currently, RB Organics Elixir d'Argan is also available in two stores, concept stores in Berlin and also one in New York.
Wow, that's amazing.
You mentioned that it's also available in sustainable what?
Marketplaces. So it's actually websites that do have a very, very clean and green selection of beauty products, but also a fashion. Marketplaces, you know, they hold also decoration, concept stores, but online.
Okay. You're talking with somebody from 70s, so...
Raja, you know, it's not a secret that there are many oils on the market and it's maybe difficult to compete. Also now sustainable products are like conquering the market as well. So who are your potential or biggest competitors which you are facing?
Well, when it comes to oils and argan oil specifically, there are many competitors. Probably, maybe the market is oversaturated, but not with the same values and the same guidelines. But when it comes to the vision I have for RB Organics, as it becoming a global personal care brand and a nutrition company that contributes to achieving that sustainable lifestyle, conscious living, and helping the customers, but also empowering the local communities contributing to the manufacturing process of the products we use, I think one of the main competitors that I can see now is the Honest Company in the US. They're doing a fantastic job at it.
Okay. So I'd like to talk a bit more about your offering and impact. So, of course, Switzerland and Morocco have very different climates and environment. And since your product is about skin cosmetics, is it still effective in any country around the world, Switzerland and anywhere? And if yes, then why?
I mean, at this moment, I would also like to be in Morocco. It's warm and sunny. Absolutely. Instead of freezing here.
But we do have cold as well and very dry environment and climate. The argan tree is endemic to the middle Atlas region. So it's mountains, you know. And this region is very dry. And the tree and its kernels are very resistant to dry climate, whether if it's cold or hot. So the cold season here in Switzerland can be quite dry, especially in the mountains. And having a product that helps protect the skin against the damage caused by such a climate is actually much appreciated. And to be quite honest, Elixir d'Argan is like the only moisturizer I use, and it's working quite well for me here.
And what about if you go to countries like Holland, where the climate is very wet, very humid?
The interesting thing also about the argan oil, and it has been studied, is the fact that it balances the sebum production. It means that if your skin is very dry, it's going to make it less dry. And if your skin is very oily, then it balances the sebum production. And that's also why I chose it as the first product, because it gives that kind of balance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about hot summer? Do you still apply oil when it's plus 40 degrees outside?
It's a little bit tricky, true, because sometimes like when you get sweaty, etc., you don't want like your skin to be like greasy. But what it's interesting also, it absorbs rather quickly. I know, Sveta, you have tried it and you know that if you don't put like a lot, if you put it, it absorbs really quickly and it has like a silky feel to it. So, it works.
Good.
Okay. Now I'll get a bit controversial. So we know that cosmetics is a very controversial and very unnatural product sector. It is blamed for animal cruelty. It is blamed for CO2 emission, plastic pollution, and the list goes on and on and on. How are you mitigating these damaging risks?
So first of all, it's one of our values. We do no harm. So we don't test on animals. We try not to use any plastics in our products. We try to reduce the waste and necessary waste. For as a matter of fact, like the product is sold like this. There is no second layer packaging. So we try as much as possible to elevate those or mitigate these harm. Well, the side effect of the ugly side of beauty, let's say that this way. Right. And we also source ethically. So our main supplier, as I said before, is Women Rural Social Economy Enterprise. It's a woman owned and also a woman led business. They're not only they're doing a fantastic job because they're not only like working closely with women in the corporative world, but they're also on the field doing an amazing job in raising awareness among the rural population about the protection of this endemic tree. And RB Organics also participate in tree replanting program through our partner in Morocco called Argan Care. So we try as much as possible to balance our activity with the good deed and the giving back that we do with the company. As a matter of fact, we do give 10% of our profits to partners back in Morocco to be able to help the community, but also to support the environmental initiatives that are going on there.
Raja, and this is not plastic, right? This is glass.
This is glass, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks like plastic, but actually it is glass, yeah. And we're thinking about doing a refill because the bottle is very beautiful and it's actually of very good quality. So the next step is creating the refill.
It's okay. A great idea to refill and give a little discount to people who come to refill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'd love to do that.
She's already calculating her discounts.
I love that, Smita. That's smart.
Of course, you will need it a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. We know, Raja, that you just started. I mean, you were a startup, right?
Yes.
And relatively new. And of course, you might face that resources are limited. So how do you manage to keep an eye on your whole supply line with limited resources?
Well, I'm very big on partnerships, and I think that we can grow better and stronger together. So we work with partners in Morocco. One of them is called Honest Argan. Their mission is actually to dedicated to traceability of the argan experts worldwide. And they give us the data to be able to be sure about the access provenance, the quality, the sustainability, and the compliance checks, the storytelling. So they basically help us a lot. So for every batch that we do have, there is a traceability going from the forest harvesting until the final product. So we make sure that what we source is actually compliant with the sustainability goals that we have. So as I said before, I'm very big on partnership, and I do believe that when you do work with reliant partners, you can really grow stronger together.
That's very, very true.
That's also our belief, right?
Yeah, exactly. And when I was going through your company presentation and documentation, I noticed that despite of being a Swiss company, you have quite a significant large market share in UK, in England. Mm-hmm. Do you know the reason why?
Actually, yes, we do have some Swiss customers, but I guess it's mainly because we use English because we had like a global strategy. We were thinking small, but dreaming big. So the global strategy we went for is using English as a communication and marketing language. And I think that might be a little setback here in Switzerland, but we're working on the translation part, and I think it's going to be our next mission.
Mm-hmm. Could you share with us how many customers you have served till now, and would be it.
So we're doing a B2C, and B2C, I would say probably something around 300 customers. We started only a year ago, and we have the B2B business side, and we have approximately 10 resellers. So it's still pretty small, but we hope that things are going to get better.
That sounds great. And the whole model, I'm sure, is scalable. But did you think about how can you scale without doing damage to the environment or turning it into a cash crop?
Well, if I talk about the argan kernels, the harvesting is actually very limited every year. However, the goal, as I said, is really to develop a personal care brand and a nutrition enterprise as well. So we want to diversify our products and access new markets, of course. But apart from the diversification of the personal care brand, the holistic approach to well-being that we have makes it also such an obvious thing to develop superfoods, nutrition, etc. And it's possible to reach a very good market if you do have those two going together. Because reaching real balance and hormonal balance is about the two. You have to balance the personal care, but you have also to balance your nutrition. And of course, we're going to be doing it with the same ethical sourcing philosophy, and also with the same sustainable efforts. And as a business, I do believe that we need profits, of course, but we aspire to have a positive environmental and social impact as well. So we focus really on this triple bottom line. And I do believe that the planet and the people are just as important as the profits.
Mm-hmm. We had the question from the audience, from Ivan from Mexico. I'd like to address that. He was asking whether a proper care is taken from argan trees and their environment. How are they treated?
Well, actually, as I said before, we are a partner of Argan Care, so we participate in replanting argan trees in Morocco because the argan trees is actually threatened because of desertification, because of the drought. There are a lot of environmental issues going on there. So the way we do help is through replanting argan trees. And there is also one of our partners is actually Dar Sehmet that does a lot also in the education of the rural community to take care of this fundamental actually source of livelihood for them. So we call it the given tree because 3 million people in the southern part of Morocco live out of this tree and it needs to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know how long does it take to grow a tree that it could again deliver oil?
It is pretty long, 15 to 20 years sometimes. And actually, the trees that you have in the forest, some of them, the one you have behind is actually 200 years old. So, and it still gives gives kernels. So that's absolutely fantastic. And it's deeply rooted inside of the earth. So it's a tree that resists to a lot of climate change as well.
Amazing. Yeah.
And it was, you just mentioned the organization Dar Sehmet, which is a Moroccan. So can you give some examples of what is this? Because you mentioned that it is trying to help or it helps to alleviate the communities, economic and social conditions. Yeah. But example with concrete examples, how does this foundation do that?
One of the projects that has had a tremendous effect on these communities is actually called the Cloud Fisher. It's a water supply project through harvesting the fog, and the biggest, it's one of the biggest actually, if not the biggest in the world. And you know how in these regions where water is really a scarce resource, the communities, they have a lot of anxiety going on around water shortage. So bringing water to these people, actually, there are currently 16 villages completely, landlocked in the Middle Atlas that benefit from that. So that project called the Cloud Fisher. Just to give you numbers, like a woman in these region of the world can take up to 3 hours a day just trying to collect water and knowing well that in the well water, the water is scarce because of the lack of rain. So bringing clean water to these communities made a tremendous impact on their livelihood. And Dar Sehmet actually won several prizes because of the job they're doing, or thanks to the job they're doing, and their contribution to elevate the environmental and harsh social conditions in these areas of the world.
Okay. And one of the purpose of this TV is to bring also the audience involvement in your business. So to start with, how did you manage to find your customers till now?
Well, first, as all the startups, I guess, it started with friends, family, and then word of mouth. And then I started doing also, because we're mainly online, so I started doing influencers marketing, did also social media, and also ads on Google, on Facebook. So yeah, marketing, as a matter of fact, works. Digital marketing mainly.
Okay.
And what do you plan to do next to expand? What other marketing campaigns are planned?
The plan is to get into the US and the Asian market, hopefully, and to launch new products. So this is also one of the main things we want to do is develop new products.
Can you tell us more about the new product? Will this be oil product as well, or you cannot tell yet?
Actually, the inspiration now comes from Switzerland. I needed to balance those two. You know, I'm always looking to balance. So
skin.
It's about skin, yes. And it's actually inspired by the cryotherapy, you know, the ice and the mountains here in Switzerland.
That's what I had in mind. Piece of ice putting in oil or something like that.
Yes.
Really?
So yeah.
It was my on my mind.
Your guess. Yeah.
and it is shaped like Toblerone.
Let's leave it as a surprise.
Oh, God, we are coming too much to the truth.
All right, so, Raja, where do you stand now? So where do you stand with your business now? It's fully operational, as we see, and you are delivering products to the market. You told us how many customers you have approximately and that you do marketing. But, like, you stand somewhere and you want to go somewhere else, right? To grow bigger. Maybe you're also looking for investment.
Yes, that's the thing. So as you said, I have launched the first product a year ago and we're on the early stages of brand awareness. When it comes to the first product, it's fully operational. We have a supply chain, we have the marketing going on, we have the sales going on. However, I'm currently bootstrapping my company. So it's hard to compete with big personal care brands that has huge parts of the market. And this is why the next step this year is raising money, first for brand expansion, but also to develop new products.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to announce how much you are looking for? Because many investors are watching the show.
Well, I do want to raise $1 million. So if any generous soul is there to help, because we really get to do an amazing job, we're seeking funds for brand expansion. And I would want first to help as much as possible for the world to be a fairer and a more balanced place for everyone. So it's not just about creating products and selling and profits, but it's also about the impact that a company like myself can have on the communities and on the customers as well, not only on the life of the founder, or it's the customers and the communities as well.
But this $1 million, you are looking as a gift or as an equity investment?
As an investment. Investments, yes.
And how do you plan to expand your market? Are you planning to expand it geographically, or are you planning to expand by upselling to present customers? That means coming with newer and newer products. And which customer segment, especially here in Switzerland, are you targeting?
Well, I would say both geographic expansion and also upselling to the current customers that we have. But another also important mission that we have is to educate people around hormonal disturbers and the importance of the composition of whatever that goes into their body, but also on their skin. So we're currently really targeting people who are already aware of these issues. But the idea is to reach out to more people, because once you know, you care, and then you change your behavior. So that's what really real balance through the right behavior is.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about your communities in Morocco of women which produce oil. How are they involved in the whole thing? I mean, did you meet them in person, or a little bit more on that? How it is going?
Yes. So this is really beautiful, because the argan tree, through the years, has always been a woman's job. So they do the harvesting, they do the selection of the kernels, they do the transformation part as well. So one of the things that was really, really funny, so most of them are really old women. And when you see their hands, they're working on that old, their hands is wrinkle free. So that tells you a lot. That tells you a lot about the
always in oil.
Yeah, always working with that. And it's absolutely fantastic, because when they work, they have more self-esteem, they can be part of society, they can educate their daughters as well, because one of the things that this region also part region of the world struggles with is education for girls. So once the women, they do have the opportunity to work and to make money, they also try to elevate the problems for their daughters. So they encourage them to go to school to educate themselves. So it's really a ricochet effect.
Yeah, a chain of effects.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Which is happening. Which sustainable development goals are you contributing to?
Oh, let me tell you, we have the water part. We have elevating poverty, of course, partnerships, environmental, like replanting argan trees. So I have listed them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, women empowerment, education for girls, We're contributing to and hope to contribute to more things in the future.
That's amazing. Awesome. Raja, what you are doing seem to be so logical, you know, and your products seem to be also already quite well known. How come no one has thought of it yet? Maybe like Fair Trade or Max Havelaar companies. How comes?
I think I can't really answer this question for them. But what I do know is that there is a lot that remains to be done to reach real balance in the world that we live in. And when it comes to the goods we use and their impact, you know, on the people and the planet, there is a huge gap also in the distribution of wealth. And I think that if RB Organics can help just a little bit to balance things out, then my mission would be worth it 100%, at least for me.
This is, I just wanted to ask from the investment point of view. So you are looking for 1 million for 1 year, or is it for the 3 years or 5 years, or is it going to be the first phase investment and then you will go to the second phase? How do you plan to do that?
So it's going to be the first phase. As I said before, it's going to be for brand awareness, for marketing, for getting more sales, but also to develop new products. And that would be like really a first round.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I wanted to ask you something else. Ben is today into investment. Usually I'm the one who is tackling and diving deeper in that. But as we have a lot of women on the TV show, but this year you're the first one. So
we have just had two shows this year.
Exactly.
So the second episode, I'm happy to be here, guys. It's amazing.
So I really like that you empower women, and it's not easy to be a woman entrepreneur. I know it on my own skin. So how can you share with us a story? Whatever you faced, maybe some difficulty on the way, and how did you overcome this one? How did you solve the issue and continued staying on the path being entrepreneur?
Well, actually, I think that the engineering part in me is very rational, and there is like the beauty side of me is very emotional. So I always try to balance the two and to... As a matter of fact, it helps me a lot being also a civil engineer as a day job, because I somehow put a mask and I feel that I'm more in my masculine energy, because, you know, we do have that in all of us.
Yes.
So I really treat things rationally. But when it comes to business, the business side of me is also very emotional, because I want to give back. I want to do things for the community. So this keeps my purpose aligned. And in regards to struggles, I don't think I see things as struggles. I do see things as an opportunity to do better. I always try and look at what is this trying to teach me, rather than why is it happening to me. So I really have this growth mindset that doesn't really, you know, stop when I have challenges. I always try to look at the bright side of the business, and I really love challenges. Maybe that's the way I see life. I don't see them like as challenges, but as an opportunity to be better, to do better.
I mean, you made it like all of us. I mean, I made it from India to Europe. You made it from Russia to here. We all had to go through quite cultural change, things like that. It is, and especially for you also, it must be very, very tough in the beginning.
Absolutely.
And you speak French.
Yeah, I do speak French.
Exactly.
That might help, you know, to integrate a new country. Speaking the language has been very easy. Yeah. Well, helpful for me, because it was easy to connect with people. But to be honest, the first year here in Switzerland has been challenging, and it's not a surprise that I failed, you know, because I needed to readapt in a new environment. But it's the challenges are always what brings the best in us.
Yeah,
absolutely agree. Yeah. I guess you also practice some yoga.
I do. And I meditate. I try to calm myself down.
Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah.
Raja, we'd like to ask you also, how can our audience, beside investment, help you? And as a startup, what are you seeking?
Well, I would say check us out. Read our blog.
Where?
We have like a skin and health journal inside of the website. So it's rborganics.ch. Mm-hmm. Follow us on social media. We do have also an Instagram account where we put a lot of tips and tricks to help the different people take care of their health, their well-being, their to have a growth mindset, and that can help a lot. We have a lot of people following because they like the lifestyle that we want to convey and that we want people to achieve. And also just help us help you, but also help us help the world be a fairer, more balanced place for everyone.
And do you, if I want to buy your products, do you have kind of that I go on the website and select the product and buy it? Or do you have a kind of subscription model?
It is an e-shop. So you can go on the e-shop, select the products, and you can buy it right away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in which countries do you deliver currently?
We currently deliver in Europe. We also deliver in the US. So these are the main areas where we deliver right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And countries in Asia, like India or something?
We just had a contract with a distributor, so it's going to come. It's going to come soon, hopefully.
Are you also, so from our audience, you are also looking for example, distribution in Malaysia or
yes,
India
yes, definitely.
Or Bangladesh?
Definitely. We do look for B2B partners. So if anyone want to distribute Elixir d'Agon, of course, reach out to me and we'll definitely make it work.
I think also many of our audiences are asking themselves now, how much does it actually cost, this nice black bottle with argan oil inside?
So like,
is it accessible?
The cost of it is $59.90. Swiss francs. A part of the cost goes back to the community, of course, because we want to make it a fair place for everyone. It might be quite more expensive than the argan oils that you find on the market, but it's one of the finest quality. The returns that we have and the reviews says it all. Like, people love it and we put our heart and soul into it. So yeah, if you can support, that would be amazing, because the impact is not only on the business, but it's also on the people and the planet.
But in countries like in Asia, this price will only target the upper middle class or the rich class.
Yes, this is why we're looking to develop new products as well, because the lifestyle needs to be reachable for everyone. The argan, yeah. Argan is very scarce. So the harvesting and the process of making the oil is also quite expensive. But if we do develop other products, we have that in mind because we want to make it accessible for everyone.
And is it a seasonal product?
It is seasonal. The fruit is only from November till January. So this is when we do the harvesting. But this is why it's also very scarce. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. So
the area, the area where the argan trees grow is also very limited.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Raja, because you said you are also working as an engineer right now, so you're not yet 100% in RB Organics. When do you plan the big move?
As soon as I raise
that. She can't say that. She's working. Her boss.
Sorry, boss. Sorry, boss. But as soon as we raise money, I'm going to be dedicating myself 100% to the business and to the impact that we're looking to create.
Right. I mean, he must anticipate, right?
I'm sure Raza is regretting the fact that she's here.
No, I'm quite all right.
Well, we say either you are pregnant or not. You cannot be half pregnant, right?
True.
So fully in, fully in, standing behind what you're doing.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
So this was really, really very interesting. Thank you very much, Raja.
It was a lovely chat. Thank you so much, guys, for your invitation.
It's not done yet. The most important is coming. Wait.
Can you please share any call to action for our global audience?
Well, as I said before, we're looking for to raise money. We're also looking for distributors and B2B partners. And we're also, we want our community to grow, the customers. We need to educate people and to have more people caring about not only their well-being, but other people's well-being. So I would say three call to action: become part of our community. If you want to invest in the company, reach out. And also, if you want to resell the products, you can reach out to me as well.
Okay. And what are your details? So it's rborganics.ch.
So rborganics.ch, and you have the contacts. If you go on the tab where it says contacts, you have all the details to reach out.
And are you also investing in a kind of community building?
That's what we're doing through Instagram.
Oh, you're
Ben
the new.
Ben is not on Instagram.
You're the new generation.
Oh, sorry for you, Ben.
I mean, no social media.
I will show you. I have Instagram.
Our handle is rb_organics.
Okay.
We'll find you, Raja. Thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you, guys.
We will practice and tell you the results. Maybe in some of the shows, Ben will have the same hair as I have.
Yes, he will.
I put some on my hand just now, and while drinking water, I was scared that the glass is going to slip out of my fingers.
It absorbs rather quickly, but be careful still.
Yeah, that's very true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ben. Thank you, Sveta.
Yeah.
And as a little gift, and thank you for coming, you will get a Honor membership on Chamomile. If you're not registered yet, register, let us know, and we will upgrade it for you.
Super. Thank you so much. That was really, really lovely.
Yeah, and you can also use Chamomile as a kind of community building, because there are already people who think like us who are on the ecosystem.
That's amazing.
You can advertise your product there among the members.
I'll absolutely check that out. Thank you.
Thank you, Raja. See you in Morocco then.
Yes, see you in Morocco. You're welcome, guys. And I'm waiting for you over there. The border's just open.
I don't need you. I don't need you. I need your mother.
Okay, Ben will be
very,
eating,
very happy
and
to have
we
you
will
guys.
Go with you to that tree and meditate, right?
Yes. I can't wait for that. Thank you so much. That was really lovely speaking to you today. Thank you, Raja. Bye.
Bye.
Dear viewers, with this our show of today ends. And it was really nice discussion. And it's just the beginning of the season. Many more inspiring businesses which create boss, positive impact, and profit are yet to come.
And please check out the company rborganics.ch, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you can contribute, or if you're looking for a product, or if you can contribute, please contact them directly.
And for next week, keep watching Chamomile. We will let you know. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, to podcasts.
Spotify.
anything what you're using, we are there for you. So see you next week on Friday at 3 p.m. Central European Time. Impact is best.
you invest.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Hey, we hope you enjoyed this episode of TV show Swiss Impact with Banerjee.
Make sure you check out the next one. And also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, podcasts, and any of your favorite social media places.
And please subscribe to our channel so you know when we release new episodes.
And also leave us some feedback to help us grow this awesome impact community.
We look forward to sharing the next episode with you. And until then,
impact is best when you invest.